North Star Economics released a report in April that touted 700 permanent mining jobs and 3,000 temporary construction jobs from a proposed iron ore mine in the Pinoki Range. Trouble with that, says Bad River attorney Glenn Stoddard, Gugibic Taconite paid for the study.
It slanted in favor of the mine, and now we're seeing even more inflated numbers being tossed around as far as jobs and so on. And we feel that mining is a boom-to-bust kind of enterprise, and that it's going to have negative effects, even if it has some positive effects on the region.
So Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins presented a letter to Governor Walker at the Governor's Northern Economic Summit in Minocqua today. Wiggins says his letter calls it foolhardy to base economic numbers on the North Star study, ignoring environmental concerns.
If there is a balance that they're trying to find, and they're only utilizing skewered corporate-driven data to essentially weight the economic side of the scale, that's not doing the people of the Northland or the state of Wisconsin or my tribe any good.
Meanwhile, Stoddard says whoever does the independent study must have no vested interest in its outcome and shouldn't be appointed by the Walker administration, which favors the mine. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.